there you have what has been called the most recognized TV theme in history. For 50 years now, people have been hearing that whistling and immediately conjure up thoughts of Andy and Opie walking down to the fishing hole. And the Andy Griffith Show just happens to be among our subjects today on Rick and Ron at Lunch. We thank you for joining us. I'm Rick. I'm here with my friend Ron. And Ron, what do you say we pick up right where we left off last time?
Okay.
I thought maybe we could start off by batting around some ideas about the secondary characters on the Andy Griffith Show. Who were your favorites and who didn't you really care for?
Secondary characters.
Yeah.
My favorite secondary character would, other than Opie, of course, would be Andy's first real, well, I don't know if it was the first now. I'm gonna probably mess that up. But I loved Ellie Walker. I loved Ellie Walker. I thought she was the perfect mate for Andy. Actually, I believe, I'm pretty sure, yeah, she was in the first season.
Yep.
So she would have been his very first girlfriend.
You're absolutely right.
And I just thought they were the perfect match. From what I heard, and again, and this is stuff I hear, she left the show because she was burnt out because she had just finished Father Knows Best. And I think got kind of after the first episode or so, I think she was ready to take a break. So they moved on. But I'm pretty sure she made it through the first season. But yeah, she would be probably one of my favorites.
You know, it's funny now that they've been running some of the Andy Griffith episodes endlessly on the weekends. I got to see some of the early episodes that I don't think I ever saw before, one of them being with Ellie Walker. And what kind of interested me about this episode in particular is that Andy was flappable, as opposed to, you know, later episodes when he was the sheriff who was unflappable. But yeah, he got jealous and he was a little silly at times. You remember that?
Oh, yeah. Yes. That, well, the very beginning, it was the first season he was trying to find his character. He played more of a bumbling, you know, country sheriff. And as the seasons progressed, I think he became more serious, and Barney was the clown. And Andy was the straight guy.
Yes.
And became less of a country fool and more of a, you know, seasoned.
Yeah, the voice of reason. I can see that.
Yeah. So it just, I think the first episode, yeah, there was, I think there was one where a doctor, let's see, one of her old friends comes to town. I don't know if he was a doctor or whatever, and Andy got jealous of that.
Yeah, that's the very episode I'm talking about. Yeah, this doctor comes to town, and because Ellie May, I'm thinking of the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah.
Because Ellie Walker is the pharmacist.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jen. Anyway.
She kind of hooks up with this doctor, and Andy doesn't like it. And he makes himself known. You know, he says, basically,
right.
I don't like this.
Yes.
And yet she still pursues this, which I thought was awfully insensitive of somebody who was supposed to be Andy's girlfriend.
Right. But yet,
our Andy deserves better.
Yes. But, but yet, then again, the right after Ellie comes to town, it's kind of a reversal where at that point in time, you know, Andy's not looking to get tied down, and he thinks that Ellie's after him. And it's so funny because later on in, you know, in the season, that's when he starts to get jealous after he, you know, becomes attached to her. So just, you know, typical relationship, you know, start to finish.
You know, an interesting little side note on this very episode we're talking about with the pharmacist, there was a customer in the store that day. I think it was the same episode. Anyway, it was one of those episodes with Ellie Walker. And one of the customers in the store who Ellie wouldn't give a prescription to.
Emma Brand. Yep.
Was it Emma Brand?
Yep.
Wow.
Who has sciatica, by the way.
Very
she
good.
Has, she has the sciatica.
Okay.
Let me tell you.
Are you sure it wasn't Emma Watson?
Emma Brand.
You're sure about this?
Emma Watson would be an actress.
That's right. From our Harry Potter spectacle.
I'm pretty sure her name is Emma Brand. It's one of the... It was one of the first ones. I'm trying to. I don't remember which. Yeah.
No, I brought it up because I thought it was Emma Watson, and that's why I thought you'd find that a little coincidental.
Hmm. Yeah, I think it's Emma Brand is what her name ended up being.
Okay, well, you're the guru of Griffith, so I defer to you, sir.
Well, I just watch him. In fact, it would be the show where Ellie first comes to town, so it would be her first show.
Yes.
Yeah. And Emma's wanting these pills because she thinks she's a hypochondriac and she thinks she's sick, but they're really nothing but horse pills. So
that's right.
She ends up getting them, but that's right. But yes, but that's not my favorite show of all time.
I think I know what your favorite show is of all time, but you tell me.
Well,
it has to do with a Ouija board or something, right?
Well, yeah, it is a, you know, I don't know what you would call it. I don't know what it was, but basically Barney bought, he went to an auction, a police auction. And in fact, the episode that I'm talking about is called Three Wishes for Opie.
Okay.
And it is absolutely my favorite of all times. And if anyone has not seen it, they need to see it. But anyway, he goes to an auction that the police had confiscated a gypsy's fortune telling game, for lack of better words. Mm-hmm. And Barney is just sure that this thing works. And in order to do the test, it just happens that Opie comes in when he's in the back little back room in the back of the jail, and Barney's got the thing out and it's lit and he's got the lights off, and Opie comes in and he goes, "Opie, you want to try it?" And of course he does, and Barney does the cards and Opie gets three wishes. So I won't go into it because anybody that's listening, if anybody's left listening,
not likely.
Barney, the actual board that he does, he's actually trying to contact Count Estalecki. And
Estalecki.
I remember my dad used to think it was the Countess Telecki, but that's not it. It is actually it's Count Estalecki. I believe Estalecki.
Okay, not to be confused with Estee Lauder.
No, Count Estee Lauder would be a different show.
I'm sorry.
It's really, yes. Anyway. That's. Do you have one, or you weren't a big? Were you an Andy fan at all?
Yeah. You know, I don't know if I've seen all 249 episodes, as I'm sure you have numerous times.
Right.
I have favorite episodes. I can tell you which. I can probably tell you which ones are my least favorite quicker than I can tell you what my favorite ones are.
Mm-hmm.
The ones involving secondary characters that I just didn't like, and they would include Otis.
Yes.
And Ernest T. Bass.
Oh, I did not like Ernest T. Bass. But
you? Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
No, I wasn't a fan of Ernest T. Bass or the Darlings.
Mm-hmm.
But Ernest Howard Morris is played the character Ernest T. Bass,
mm-hmm.
and he directed many, many, many Andy shows. So
oh, yeah.
He was a very brilliant man. He just played a character that wasn't anything that I could get excited about.
Precisely. A very talented man. I agree about his brilliance. And he did a lot of cartoon voices, too, if I understand correctly. Mm. I like the guy.
Yeah.
Just but the character of Ernest T. Bass, there was just nothing redeeming about him. Every time he came on, it was just about throwing rocks and driving everybody crazy.
Exactly.
Nothing likable.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and as far as Otis was concerned, I mean, he was somewhat lovable, and there was a couple of episodes, I guess, where he almost seemed normal, or he was trying to, you know, wear a tie and be not drunk. But, you know, most of the time when you saw Otis coming, he was stumbling into the jail, and he lets himself in, and Barney gets testy, and that's the episode, you know? It's all around that.
Yeah, almost every time, right?
Yep, I'd say so. How about Gomer? What do you think about Gomer?
I like Gomer and Goober. Goober kind of took over when Gomer left. In fact, there was only one episode in which Goober and Gomer appeared together.
Really?
Yes, just one. One episode.
Was it like where he introduced his cousin or something?
Yeah, and it was with the Fun Girls, which was another, I didn't care about them.
Yeah.
But it was one time when the Fun Girls, I guess they went to the diner or something, and Andy and Gomer and Barney and Goober. And Gomer kept getting Goober to do all of his imitations.
Yeah.
And he would do like Cary Grant, and he'd go, "Judy, Judy, Judy."
Yes.
or Edward G. Robinson. "Okay, you guys. Listen, you guys." Anyway.
Nice. Very nice impressions, by the way, Ron.
So there you go. But
how about Floyd? What do you think of Floyd?
Floyd was a really interesting character. He had the greatest voice. In fact, I think right before the color versions, he had a stroke. And so if you'll notice, he sat a lot. He didn't move around quite a bit, but he stayed in that show for a very long time.
Yeah, absolutely. I loved Floyd before and after his stroke. He always made every scene he was in a little bit more interesting. He was so good. And while we're on the subject of Floyd the Barber, Ron,
yes,
I would like to indulge us and share a little blast from our past that I know you'll remember from a few years ago. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right.
You enjoyed him as the lovable barber of Mayberry. Now Floyd Lawson is back with a new album. Floyd sings ZZ Top.
I'm just going to Mount Pilot looking for some tush. I don't know what it is. I'm just looking for it.
Have you heard? The affable hairstylist returns for a close shave.
Women love a sharp-dressed man with a nice haircut.
He's bad. He's Mayberry wide. It's the razor-sharp talent of Floyd the Barber.
She got legs, and she knows how to use them. I wonder who shaves them for her. You didn't have to tip me, but you did, and it was... But, thanks.
Floyd sings ZZ Top.
Do the button down fly because Velcro hasn't been invented yet.
Available wherever 8-tracks are sold.
Rumors spreading around that nice Carolina town is Mount Pilot. We got a lot of nice girls.
And there you go. A little something from the, I think it was from the 80s.
That was awesome. That was great.
Thank you.
That was so good.
We should thank our mutual friend Bad Dog McCormack for doing such a wonderful job on the floor.
That's right. Yes, and our wishes go out to Bad Dog John McCormack, too.
Yes.
And a speedy recovery.
My goodness, yes. Our fellow broadcasting friend has been in and out of the hospital. Last I heard, he just got back home again, but we know he still has a road ahead of him. So we wish Bad Dog all the best.
Yes, we do. Get well, John.
Well, Ron, I hate to say it, but we're going to have to break right here.
All right, sir.
But let's do this again very soon. We have a lot more TV to talk about and movies.
Yes.
On the next Rick and Ron at Lunch. As always, Ron, thank you for a great lunch.
Thank you.
And thank you, folks, for being with us.
Yes.
See you next time.
Take care.